Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tough episode for Tiffany, Ronald, and Daniel. Super sad. And we have a huge surprise coming from Corey to Evelyn. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. You see how they added that little
remix.
We're with it. You guys, welcome to the after show for The Other Way. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. To the left of me, I have Linda and Twee.
Hi, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Of course, she has the news and gossip, and there's a lot of it. So get ready. Stay tuned. Then we have Ashley Bowden over
hey,
here.
Y'all.
Go ahead and hit her up in the live chat. Linda will be in there as well, but, you know, they'll go back to back, and Ashley be sitting here cracking up at y'all. So I cannot wait to see what is going down in the live chat. Are Corey and Evelyn still together? We'll also find that out later. A lot of drama between Evelyn and Larissa. Still going hot, you know. A lot going on. I saw some funny... Larissa is funny. I miss her on the show. I know she wasn't on this one, but, you know, she was on another 90-day show, you guys. Yeah, I miss her a lot. She's great. She's funny. Overall thoughts?
Oh, she's laughing already.
I'm laughing at the live chat.
What did I just say?
It's the live chat.
Yeah.
It's hard to concentrate and read the live chat and not get out of the zone.
Yeah.
I think that this was a good episode, and I don't know if it was the wrap-up episode that I was expecting, since this is the last episode before the tell-all.
Right.
But, I mean, it was good.
I do have a lot of questions after this episode, to piggyback off of what you said, but the preview for the reunion show, I'm ready for.
The tell-all is going to be, it's going to be crazy.
Y'all.
And I remember, maybe four or so episodes ago, you said that some stuff really goes down.
Tell us gonna be popping, guys.
I can't wait.
Just
and you know, sometimes
popcorn ready.
Sometimes 90 will get us, but I feel like this one is gonna be like for real.
Oh,
you know,
this is for real, for real.
Yeah. Oh, I cannot wait. Okay.
Have y'all seen the preview? Because the preview is off the chain. I think that if you haven't seen it, definitely check out our 90 Day News Weekly. We talk about it and show it there. But it's off the chain.
Yeah, I cannot. Yeah, it's going to be good. And it's two parts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get into that later on. Corey and Evelyn, we're going to start with them.
Woo.
Okay? So he asked her dad for Evelyn's hand in marriage.
Yes.
And y'all, I was cracking up just because the dad is like, yeah, sure. It's not me that you have to worry about.
It's Evelyn.
He said Evelyn is the issue.
Right. Like, he knows
daddy, daddy knows best. One thing I will say, just side note, Evelyn is her dad's twin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They look just alike. He could deny her if he wanted to.
Yes.
But I thought it was nice of Corey to do the traditional thing. Go to dad, ask for her hand in marriage, and then do all this stuff. So I thought that was a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to do it without the help of his cell phone.
Yep.
Didn't work
out. He wanted to memorize
all his Spanish lines.
It was
but
cute.
It didn't work out. It was very cute.
Yeah. So, you know, he has this like little setup. He has a hot air balloon. Evelyn's over here. She's starting already. Like, hold up. This is Ecuador. We can't just be getting the hot air balloons.
I think he did a really good job.
He did a great job.
The proposal. The hot air balloon, the dinner cooked on the beach, the fireworks, the ring, the sign. I think he did a fantastic job.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that she was a little... I mean, she said it. She said... What did she say? She's mean, she said.
She said, I'm mean and hard.
Yeah, and hard. Yeah, she's hard and a little mean. Doesn't mean that she doesn't love him. But I thought, like, her complaining a little bit was like, oh, like, why are you complaining? He got a hot air balloon for you, and you're like complaining about going in it, and then complaining about being blindfolded. I don't know. I just think that her perspective is from a negative point of view.
I think it's like that because she had a feeling. You know, he doesn't do this stuff on a regular day. She knew going
in the proposal was
what was really going to happen.
Aww.
You know, He doesn't just make these huge, you know, grand gestures out of nowhere. She knew when she was walking in that field and he's like, where's the sign? I had some, you know, it's like, hold up. Where are we walking to this late at night in Ecuador? Like, what's going on? You know? So, yeah.
Nakia Emanuel said the fact that Evelyn's dad said to Corey that she's the problem speaks volumes.
Facts. Yeah, he knows his daughter.
But he said that before.
Yeah, that's not the first time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no surprise there.
He said that before. Go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say more to what you were saying. I think he did a great job. I'm not sure if he should have put that much effort in for
this.
Her.
Oh. Oof. That's your truth. Mm. Yeah, no. Sometimes it doesn't seem. Sometimes, excuse me. It never really seems like she deserves him. And that's just that on that. What do you have to say?
But then the actual proposal, like this moment here, where she was like, I don't know. Exactly. That's like a big question. I don't know. And she paused. Like, I was like, that is so ugly that he has to say, well, do you want to marry me?
Right.
Or not.
Because if you don't, that's okay.
I have something to say about this, guys.
But I was like,
What's that, Alex?
I don't know. I just felt her whole response was ugly to such a romantic, huge gesture. Mm-hmm.
Very ugly. But you know what she did to kind of get out of this? Just because I say yes to the engagement doesn't mean I have to, you know, plan a wedding or do anything like
that's
that.
That's what she did to wiggle out.
It's a compromise. It's like, yes, I'll do this little, you know, but we're not going to ever make it down that aisle. You know, it's not what she wants.
I feel like she did that because she didn't want it. She felt some kind of compassion at that moment, and she knew the effort that he put in, and she didn't want to disappoint him in that moment.
The thing is, he only has the 90 days, so she has to get married or he has to go back. She can't be engaged forever.
And we know it's going to happen because she's not walking down nobody's aisle. It's not going to happen. It's not her. And I do have a question for that later on. So we're going to bounce back on that question. But
Chuck Williams, one of the guys in the comments, said Corey forced her to marry him.
Wow.
It was a lot of pressure.
Wow.
She said no multiple times.
I don't think it was. Okay, so she did say no multiple times. I understand Corey's point of view. Like, let me at least shoot my shot because this is what I want. But I just feel like Corey's trying to, you know, the saying, pull blood out of a turnip. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, she doesn't want that. Like, that's not her purpose.
Right.
In your life.
So. I agree. Anything else, Linda?
No, I mean, I agree with Ashley. I think that, you know what? If she's telling you what she wants, and she's been telling you what she wants.
Right.
But you still want to do it your way. I don't know.
Agreed. You guys, AfterBuzz has so many different genres, from drama, sci-fi, we have comedy, we have sports, you name it, we've got it here. You can follow, you can find us pretty much everywhere. Make sure you send this chat or this video right now to your mom, call her up, call your daddy, whoever, your baby daddy. We're here for all the daddies as long as you send our stuff. Who can we shout out right now?
Shout out
to Robin Salas. She was in the chat, I know, last week. And
hey, Robin.
Slid in my DMs. We were having a nice little chit chat. This weekend, Diana Smotherman, Daisy, Who You Beauty, Morgan Hempel, Kelly Fitzgerald.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, our girl Kimberly Shady Mayfield.
Yes.
What up, Kimberly?
Jean Wilson.
Yes.
Cindy J.
Well, to everyone in the chat and everyone listening or wherever you are, we just want to thank you for allowing us to be the ESPN of TV talk. We wouldn't be here without you guys.
Yes, thank you guys. But to wrap up Evelyn and Corey, I just feel like bottom line is Evelyn wants to live. She wants to be a hot girl. She wants to be a hot girl and a city girl, and she's not trying to get married.
Period. And the summer's up. What's she going
to
do?
She wants to have a hot girl summer, fall, winter spring,
just year round. Hot girl year, okay? Now for Devin and Jihoon. So what I like, and I feel like I'm trying, there's nothing really I can really say to like go against Dev Energy, whatever. So it may seem like, oh yes, you guys are just so obsessed, but like, what can you say negative? Tell me that.
Nothing.
What can you really say?
Nada.
So, you know, Devin, she starts out and she's saying she's not really a fan of what's all going on. She's hot, she's irritated, whatever. But at the end of the day, Devin always comes through. And she's always one of those people, she's just open to his culture no matter what. She's willing to try whatever, down to do it, you know what I mean? And I just like that at the end of the day, it came full circle. And I'm like, at first I'm like, oh no, Devin. Like, this is my first time not seeing her like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like right back, but I'm having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Ji-hoon makes it fun.
He does make it a lot of fun. It was funny how when she was holding up the cloth over her arm, she was like, my arms are getting tired. Ji-hoon, he said, hold it up. Like,
right.
Don't put it down. It's just, their dynamic together is just adorable.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I love them together. I love this about the 90 face. Day. Just learning that tradition and that culture and, mm-hmm. and what that ceremony looked like really taught me something that I had not seen before.
Yep.
I loved the mom and the dad and their involvement in it. And I just thought that it was really, really beautiful. I this was my favorite part of the show.
My favorite part. I'm sorry, you weren't done.
It's okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Okay, I will. When the parents were throwing the chocolate pieces mm-hmm. into the thing, and Devin said, don't catch it because I don't want to have any more kids.
Right.
And then there were four boys and three girls.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was great, and I thought that it was really nice to also meet Young's two other sisters.
Yep.
And have them be a part of the whole experience. I just thought it was great. I loved mm-hmm. it. I loved this part.
Absolutely. And I thought it was really funny when Ji-hoon just said, like, you know, we spent that one night together and, you know, you got pregnant. He just brings it up and it's just like hilarious because at this point it is funny. You guys.
Was he say super sperm?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
But he says that at the tell all thing. He doesn't say it here.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that was a preview, sorry.
He did say that he was gonna wear a condom that night.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He said, I'm gonna wrap it up.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And I love that he with the little beet thing that they had with the seed.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, who was the boss?
It was a fig.
Yeah.
It's the fig.
Oh, the fig. Okay.
And how he's like the boss, but he's like, I'm really not the boss.
Right.
And then he's like, but you're my slave.
Right.
He just made everything really fun. Like when he came out in his little outfit and he's like dancing around.
Yeah.
I think that lightened the mood for Devin. As well.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100%.
Great. Yep. Love this couple. Moving on to a couple I don't really love, ooh. Jenny and Sumit. Are they even a couple? Can we consider them a couple anymore, guys? We have our thing. Minus social media. Oh, you already had. She went ahead and used the sign. I really don't think we can. So Jenny's going back home.
Church fan.
Your thoughts on, I feel like she left the door open. She's still calling him baby over and over, and you need to make this right, and she doesn't really want to leave. What did you guys think about how she was acting?
Go ahead.
You go.
I think she has, what's that syndrome where people
Stockholm
syndrome. I think she has that. You guys, please don't think he's a bad person. It's not his fault. It is his fault, Jenny. He lied.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not his fault that he was born into the culture that he was born into and he adhere to their requirements and what he's supposed to do as far as the arranged marriage goes. But what he did do is he lied to you and he misled you. He let you come all the way to frickin' India and under false pretenses that you guys were going to get married when he had a whole other wife.
Right. She's not upset.
Like, that's anymore. A problem.
Yep.
The lie is the problem.
But we can't be more upset than she is.
I'm confused about her whole reaction, how she hugs him, she asks him if he's okay, she kisses him, and she's like, just fix this. I'm going back, but if you fix this, then, you know, I won't be alone. Like, first of all, like Ashley said, he lied to you from the jump. So let's not forget he catfished you on Facebook. You thought you were talking and dating to this model for over a year. And then when he finally reveals himself on Skype, he's not who he says he is. And then he continues to lie. You move out there and the family says no. no way, you're not getting married. This is not our first rodeo. They send you back. Mm. What do? Continue to talk to him. And in the time that you're talking to him, he gets married, has a whole other family, and then still talks to you because he wants his cake and eats it too. And has you moved to India, and then you move there, and you're trying to tell me as the viewer this is the best 6 months of your life?
Right. Lies.
Get out of here.
And it's like, upsetting because we care more than she does.
You know, my thought as I was watching this, I was like, do we not have the wisdom of like a 60-year-old woman, and maybe we don't have the patience and that experience?
No.
And that's why she's reacting this way, where it seems very calm and cordial, because all I know is that, like, I'm not a violent person, but I'm definitely not hugging and kissing you.
I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate here, because one, I do think that they both truly do care for each other. Like, I don't think how he reacted when she was leaving is something that was fake at all.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we're not seeing everything. We're seeing what they're choosing to let us see. So there's a lot that we're not seeing. Not saying that what he's doing is okay, mm-hmm. but it's remembering that also he's having to be put into places that he doesn't want to be. I don't think he wants to be in this marriage that he's in, and he's being forced into it, and who knows what will happen when she leaves and he's now in something that he doesn't want to be in and he has to be in, and what he might do, I don't know.
I understand that, but Stacey. Brianna. He had 2 years opportunity to tell her, hey, listen, they're forcing me to get married and I don't want to do this, but here's the heads up. I'm in this arranged marriage. I want to be with you, but this is what they're forcing me to do. He didn't do any of that.
Right.
I'm not saying that he was right. I'm just playing a devil's advocate of, like, there's more to it than I think what we're seeing completely. And I know that our founders here, Kevin and Maria, are also very much like, they feel very bad for him.
Mm. Well, I think the bottom line is he's the Lion King, because he's been lying to Jenny this whole time and to us. And she's the Lion Queen because she's lying to herself.
Oh, okay. We got a Lion Queen now.
They're the Lion. Okay.
I'm here for it.
Lion King and Queen.
Well, I'm glad that's, I mean, it seems to be over right now, but, you know, social media says otherwise at times. Moving on to Tiffany and Ronald. So, you know, it was just, we didn't get a lot with them, but Tiffany and Daniel are actually leaving. Before we get into their goodbyes, I want to talk about how Tiffany set up a meeting with the director of the Wellness Center for Ronald. What did you guys think about that? I thought it was pretty sweet. Like, she doesn't just want to leave him high and dry. She wants to make sure that he's stable and that he's okay. Is it messed up that she, like, he's been through a lot? Because it's not fair to him that you came and you got him ready, you know, and got him out and all this stuff. But at the same time, she has to do what she has to do, and she didn't want to just leave him. So
I don't think it was unfair, because the whole point of her being there was to see if she could stay in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the purpose of her trip. It just wasn't an ideal ending for him. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an ideal outcome for Ronald or for Tiffany or for Daniel.
But was that too much for him?
I don't know. I mean, that's just what she signed up for.
Do you think they rushed into getting pregnant?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They absolutely rushed into that. And I'm a little on the fence about contacting the guy from the Wellness Center.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that was intrusive or if it was preventive. I know the intention was to be preventive, but it just seemed a little intrusive to me. So I was kind of on the fence about that.
Well, I think they're married, so
it's okay.
Intrusive. Yeah, okay. I think that's just, you know, it is what it is. She mm-hmm. had to do what she had to do for her. But
Jean Wilson said Tiffany wanted to make sure he had support before she left. Okay, Jean.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great. I also do think that, you know, they're leaving a lot up in the air, because who's to say when and if he's ever going to get a visa to come to America.
Right.
And if he doesn't, then now she has a second baby. And then what? Are you going to move back to South Africa? Are you going to stay in America and have this long-distance relationship? Like, those are questions I feel like should have been asked and answered before, you know, departure.
It made it tough on Daniel when they said their goodbyes.
And I'm wondering how, and I'm jumping way ahead on this, but I'm wondering how Tiffany's actually going to take this separation, although they've had a long-term relationship this whole time, but the fact that she was about to have a meltdown about him having a stripper at the bachelorette party. And, like, if you can't handle that, I don't know how she's going to do.
Yeah. It's a lot going on with them. I feel like we'll see a lot more next episode, obviously, during the tell-all. We'll get more into what happened when she left, obviously. Anyone in the live chat? What's going on over there?
Nakia Emanuel said, the way Daniel cried and the painful sounds he made will haunt me. I just wanted to push my hands through the TV just to hug him.
Yeah, super sad. Anything else over there? Anything else good?
No, it was, that was really sad. It was just like, I feel like it's a lot to put him through, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of shifting and transitions for a child to go through that. So, Tiffany needs to start making some solid decisions for her son's sake and not do all this back and forth. So, at this point, if you're going to go back to the States, stay in the States.
I think that was pretty solid, though. It was time to leave. Had she stayed, I would have been very disappointed.
No, it was a good decision, but it just, I don't know that it was a good decision to go out there and get everybody all riled
in the first place. All right, you guys, time for our special segment, What Do You Think? And it's pretty simple and short. One question: could you marry someone knowing they didn't want to get married to you in the first place?
No.
It's not happening. I couldn't, if I was the guy, I couldn't. Whoever, I could not get down on my knee or even accept a proposal from someone that I knew.
Did not want me.
If I had to do some convincing, you gotta go.
Well, I think the thing is, I think Corey is living, like we said before, in his fantasy world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he wants this so bad, and he loves Evelyn so bad. He wants to create this relationship, even though it's not really...
It's nothing.
It's... Right.
Agreed. All right, time for news and gossip. Linda, take it away.
Let me take a deep breath with the tease. Okay, guys, so you know that it's been a crazy busy week between Evelyn and Corey and Larissa.
Yep.
And if you don't know, now you know. So... long story short, Corey showed up in Vegas, and Larissa posted on Instagram, hashtag Larissa, hashtag Corey, and Evelyn went all the way off in her live feed and her live chat. She spoke for 30 minutes, basically cursing out Larissa up and down, calling her every name in the book, and so the online feud started.
Ooh.
Now, here's the thing. Larissa's saying that, you know, Corey contacted her first and said that he was single, he was going to be in Vegas, wanted to connect. She did say in the beginning that they were just meeting up as friends and that they were having fun, they were just going to gamble and all of that. But as this feud progressed, she's like, well, here are the receipts, and I'm going to show you guys them shortly. But basically, he said that he was single. And she's single, so why can't she go out as two single people? Mm-hmm. So she made it sound like a date. So in this photo you're seeing here, guys, she says, this is the last time I'll talk about this matter. Just because Evelyn is a girl who cheated her boyfriend multiple times, is still accusing me and calling me a hoe this morning for hanging out with a guy who told me he was single. Now, here is some of the receipts that Larissa posted, and they're actually, you know, direct messages between her and Corey.
Mm-hmm.
She sent a few voicemail or voice memos. He says, that makes me feel really good to hear. I've been really scared with the show and our context and who I can trust. I would never lie to you. I'm not like that. I don't play stupid games. I'm excited to meet you so we can talk in person. And then he goes on to say, I feel like we have a lot in common and that we are similar in similar situations. I am not offended by you not talking. I know people get busy. I'm offended by you texting me now when you and your ex are back together. I'm nobody's side chick, and I'm never going to be. Text me when you are single, Larissa says to Corey. We are following our storyline on TV. She could lose her pay. I can't really explain because through text, because I could get in trouble with the network. And then Larissa goes on to say, did she have similar issues or just a visa issue. It was bad. She was sent home when I came to visit for my dad's funeral. But what that was a while ago. I can't talk about the details through text, though, just in case. I see no problem, she says. One day you'll explain. Maybe I can stop in Vegas after Phoenix. I would love to meet you, he says. I'm a big fan, LOL. And then it goes on to say there's some stuff that's missing in between. But LOL, yes, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. Mm. And she hearts it. Hey, I'm thinking of flying up to Vegas on Monday. Are you going to be available to meet up? I hope you are doing well, Larissa. Mm. Just landed in LA, waiting for my flight. Sweet, she says. Hi, I booked a few nights in Rio. I'm not sure how it is, but looks better than Excalibur. Anyways, hopefully I'll be able to board the flight soon. Rio is nice, she says. Oh, okay, great. So you can see that Corey's a little bit of the instigator in these text messages. Is what it looks like.
Yeah, good for him. Right? He knows what he's doing.
And he's going to Vegas, and he's really trying to
live his best life
and hang out with Larissa. Evelyn took it completely the wrong way, and it got really, really ugly over the week. And she basically says, because it's the last time that she's going to talk on the matter, I was trying to keep it cool, and I said that Corey came here to meet me just for friendship, as he did with another cast member. But the truth is, he reached out to me flirting, and as a single girl, I flirted back. Mm. In fact, he was telling me she broke up with him. Mm. He even showed me very mean text messages he got from her. So how come I'm in the wrong for going on a date with a single guy? In fact, nothing happened. It was too short for me. He was too short for me, and I did not feel a connection with him in person.
Sure.
So we have a good time, and that was it. I said yesterday, Evelyn, he's all yours. The only guy I loved in this country and fought for was Colt. I never healed from our divorce. Oh, my heart is still in pain when I think how beautiful our story was and how the things ended. So I don't care about anyone else. Deal with your man and forget about me. I have 2 seasons. I don't need to be associated with cast members to be relevant. You just came now and was already freaking out with all haters in my DMs asking me advice and calling me queen. So here's the thing, guys. Larissa doesn't want to be with Corey. Corey wants to be with Evelyn. Mm-hmm. We saw in this episode that he proposed and she actually said yes. Mm-hmm. But the plot thickens because if you have seen her Instagram recently, she's partying with Raul. They're all lovey and dovey and kissy kissy in the live chat. And if you fast forward, if you guys saw the preview to the tell-all, you'll see that Corey asks a question directly to Raul, do you want to be with Evelyn? And his answer is yes. Mm-hmm. So, do we think they're still together? I think that they were together when they were together when he was in Vegas. I think that they're no longer together now.
I don't think they're together now.
Yeah, either. I don't think they're together. It's not even, yeah, no.
Yeah, crazy, right?
Corey's not that bold. You know, when they're together, he's down for her, you know?
Yeah, but he's still posting on his social media a lot about her.
Well, I think, like he said, I think he has to do it for the show. That's my thought. Like, I feel like this is business at this point.
We'll see. And, yeah, so this is just more of the same. So we saw that there was a little butt action between Evelyn and Larissa. So Larissa posted, like, a butt shot, and then this is Evelyn's response.
Oh, Lord.
I'd never settle for less than I deserve, and I never will. Peace of mind. Don't believe the lies. Fame is like a cloud. It moves with the wind. Some people will run and chase it like clowns. I'd rather just watch it and enjoy the blue of the sky. So, you know, it goes on. So, Corey posts, Evelyn, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I always will. You are the world's most beautiful and amazing woman I could ever ask for. For those of you wondering about me and Larissa, we met up as friends. That's how it is. For those saying anything more about that, subject or wrong in creating rumors.
Okay.
But guess who decides that she wants to weigh in on the Larissa, Corey, Evelyn drama?
Who?
Laura.
Mm.
Girl, stop.
Laura just brings the drama and the shame, as far as I'm concerned. She says, hey, Larissa, please get yourself tested for STD. Evelyn needs a shower. You need medication for your itch, B.
Wait, aren't they friends?
She's friends with Evelyn.
She's friends with
She's
Evelyn.
Talking about
Larissa. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would send this direct, but you block me because you're a piece of... You make up so many lies, which I think is hilarious coming from the queen liar herself.
Hot calling the kettle black.
Yeah. And then she goes on to just really degrade Larissa. Hmm. So there's a lot of hands in the pot. There's a lot of people involved in this drama.
Yep.
So we're going to see how that plays out at the tell-all. But I'm telling you right now, I think that it's really over between them. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to... here's their... Yeah. If you guys haven't seen this is Evelyn and Corey, their engagement photo. And in their engagement photo, someone asks, are you surprised that... did you see the yes coming? And then Corey says, no, I didn't. LOL.
Mm-hmm. I knew she didn't. That's not what she wanted.
I mean, I think he forced it, and it happened, so he's happy about it. Let's move on to the next photo. Jenny and Sumeet. So, as you guys know, Jenny left India and is back at home. And what I thought was great about this photo is that she was celebrating her daughter's wife's birthday, and she just looks really, really happy. Family time, my wife's birthday was a blast. El Patron was delicious, and it's always a good time when my mom's with us. So mm-hmm. we know she's back there. She's spending time with these two. And, you know, good on her. I just think that this is probably the best thing. Start over.
Yeah.
You know, be with your family and friends who love you and keep it pushing.
Absolutely.
And then up next, we have Devin and Jihoon. Now, guys, my heart goes out to Devin and Jihoon. And if you guys haven't heard, the story was leaked that she was pregnant again. And turns out that she lost the baby. And I had talked with her throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And she finally posted just the other day. A lot of people have been asking if I'm pregnant. I haven't addressed this head on yet. I want to first start off by saying thank you so much for your support and love. With heavy hearts, we have to announce sad news. Last Monday, we did end up losing our baby. We are heartbroken and focusing on healing. I want to apologize for not telling anyone sooner, but we needed this time to heal as a family. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go through this, and we feel for so many people, and we wish everyone who has suffered this through the same situation, happiness and healing. We are healing and doing better and want to thank everyone for your support during this very difficult time. Devin and Gina.
So sad.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Our hearts and thoughts and just positive vibes go to both of those two.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. I posted on my Instagram sending all the love to Devin, 90 Day Fiancé. And I think that we should all just do that. Send her positive yep. vibes, because that's a hard thing to have to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Paul and Karini. So, guys, remember we talked about Paul and Karini? Are they getting divorced? Are they not divorcing?
Mm-hmm.
And we thought what?
That they were still together, because we saw kind of pictures on social media.
That's right. They're back together. Paula has cleaned up his Instagram as Karini wanted, but he's also in his bio said father of Pieri, husband of Karini.
Nice.
And in this photo, they're talking about doing cameos, and you can either choose Halloween cameos with all three of them,
mm-hmm.
Pieri and Karini alone, or just him, whatever you want, but they're slowing down because they're going to be working on their marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So get your cameos while you can.
Nail.
Right? Crazy. And then moving on to the next one. I just thought this fun. You guys, do you remember when Paul put on Karini's wedding dress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So someone wanted to know if they should paint the wedding dress. And so they took a little bit of a poll. And the overall resounding result is yes, paint the dress with Paul in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. This is just a funny meme that I thought was crazy because it's a very appropriate to the other way. We have Pedro. We have Azan. We have, what's his face in the corner? Ziad.
Yeah.
We have all of them, and it's K-1 Direction, which I think is hilarious.
K-1. Yeah.
So, yeah, really funny, funny meme. You guys with the memes, you're savages. Okay, so this is breaking news as of today.
Okay.
Guys, and it's relevant for both before the 90 days and the other way. Ashley posted, as well as a lot of the other cast members, including Darcy, that they are having a trip, and they're calling it Travel With Us. And basically, they are inviting everyone to join them in the Dominican Republic for a four-night, all-inclusive trip to the Dominican Republic. And you can party with Ashley, with the Silva twins, with Corey, with David and Annie, all of them. They're all going to be there. They're going to be there November 5th through the 9th, and they want you to come party with them in the DR.
That's a nice little group. Yeah, Corey's the oddball in that, but David and Annie, we know they will turn up, okay?
I think it's interesting.
Yeah.
So, who's down, guys? Are you going to the DR with some of the 90-day cast members?
Yeah.
Definitely chime in the live chat and in the comments. And speaking of comments, guys, so, one of the fans sent this to me, and I just laughed. 90 Day Fiancé, college edition, coming soon. They are casting for the college edition of 90 Day Fiancé. Casting 90 Day Fiancé, college edition, a brand new docuseries for a major TV network that we know is TLC. Casting couples for a new documentary series with a major cable network. Specifically, we are casting students, college, university, graduate students who are in a relationship in which one partner in the relationship is an international student studying in the U.S. on a student visa. Mm. So, guys, TLC is capturing the entire market.
Right.
The old people, the young people, the new people, they want it all. And so if you're a college student or if you're on a student visa and you are engaged to someone, then they're saying, come on out and it's a whole new batch.
Get what do you to think? It. That what would do you be think nice.
Of a college edition.
It's different. A younger take on everything.
I think it'll be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refreshing to see some.
What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be, you know, I don't know. We'll see. It'll be like frat house gone wild or something, you know?
It might, yeah.
And then do we have the footage for the tell-all? We can end with that.
Okay.
Excellent. So, guys, if you haven't seen the preview to the tell-all next week, we have it up here for you, and it's going to be a doozy.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I did not know what I was getting myself into.
Listen.
No, you listen.
Come on. I am your husband. Hello.
Watching the stripper, I could see you almost shaking. I'm still very hurt by it. You're a man. You stand up and say, I don't want to do this because I'm going to continue hurting my wife. Oh. Your parents doubted you were the father of the baby. It's definitely his.
I have super sperm.
Okay.
If Smith doesn't show up on the call today, I'll be devastated.
Okay, has something happened?
My heart is broken. This isn't fun anymore, and now you're alone.
Do you actually want to be with Evelyn?
Of course.
Evelyn is the most beautiful girl.
Oh.
Oh, poor Corey.
I feel so bad for you. I really do.
You're bringing Daniel into this environment. I think that's a bad thing.
You're not perfect. We can't hear Ronald. Ronald, hold up. We can't hear you.
Okay.
What the heck?
I cannot live with you. I cannot.
It's so embarrassing. I feel like such an idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, guys.
If you like that.
a doozy. It is going to be a doozy. Yeah. So definitely have your popcorn and wine ready.
Cannot wait. This is going to be a good two. I think they're going to do two like they normally do, right?
Yeah, so it's a two-part.
Two parts.
Next week is the first part, and then we'll be back the following week for part two.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. Where can everyone find y'all?
Guys, all across social media, Linda is so girly.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And I'm all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers. We'll see you guys here next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.